This day in the year, Mahaprabhu stayed, the last day of his family stay. This afternoon, we will meet many of his friends and will appeal to them fervently to take to Krishna Nam. Whatever you do, in every engagement, you try to take Krishna always with you, whatever, eating, sleeping, walking, whatever you are physically engaged in, but gone with the consciousness of Krishna. And then, by the end of this night, he left Navadvip for all. Then after 5 years he came, and of course, here and there, but not entered his home. Only approached in the front of his house and cast a glance towards his house through the door. And we are told Vishnupriya Devi, she, with a very dirty, wrapping her body with a very dirty cover, fell flat in the front of his feet. Mahaprabhu could, the Chaitanya Devi could understand that it must be she, and he put off his sandals there. Try to remove your pain of separation with the help of these two sandals. And he went there. And those sandals, we are told, are still in the throne of this Vishnudeva, left by Mahaprabhu. The wooden sandal. Wooden sandal that was left. They say that those sandals, very old wooden sandal, are still shown there, left by Mahaprabhu. And Vishnupriya Devi used to worship them, those sandals, wooden sandals. After 5 years of his sannyas, then he moved towards Vrindavan, Maharaj Ram Kedi. And after accepting Rupa Sanatana from there, he came back again to Shantipur, and then from there to Puri. And from Puri, he went straight via Benares to Vrindavan. And full month of this push, this month, the extreme cold passed in Vrindavan, visiting different places of Krishna Leela, and then came in the beginning of this Madhava. This time, finishing post, he came to take bath in Prayag. His attendant Ballab, and there Rup met him in Prayag. And for nearly a fortnight, he stopped there and educated Sri Rupa in Raga Bhakti. And then Rupa was asked to go to Vrindavan and entrusted with some duties, and then came to Benares and there met Sanatana. And 2 months he lived there in Benares, and there he instructed Sanatana in a little elaborate way. And also that was the capital of the Mayavadis, this Benares. And he met the leader anyhow, and he was converted. Then he went to Puri back, Mahaprabhu. the 6 years, 24 years, the half of his life, he was in Navadvip. Another 6 years, he had toured between different parts of India, and others 18 years left. First 6 years of them, he used to meet with so many devotees, and last year they are almost cut off his connection with the public and engaged himself deeply in the contribution of the separation dreams, if I have to say so. Aparasri Radhika, Vipralampa, full 12 years, he engaged himself. How Radharani did Bhagavad's heart stages, different stages, and mental stages, the deep and the fiery, ostentatiously, outwardly, that fiery separation has been depicted for 20 years now. And Ramananda Rai and Sarup Damodar, they are very close assistants, attendants, of especially Sarup Damodar. Always day and night attending him with several other friends. Sometimes rubbing his face on the wall. I can't tolerate this apparition. In this way, sometimes running to the sea, sometimes jumping into the thorny plain, and this way, and restlessness, intense restlessness, mad restlessness in this apparition for Krishna. That was depicted last thing. Apna, most intense feelings of separation of Krishna. So our union in Krishna, that can produce what intensity of ecstasy. We may try to measure the intensity of ecstasy in union by the hankering, by measuring the degree of hankering for Krishna's union, we can measure what sort of intense pleasure one can have while he will be in union with Krishna. Negatively, the measurement is there. As much as the hunger, so much is the pleasure in taking the food. Yavat khudasi jathati jalathapi pasa, yavat sukhaya bhavatu nanu bhokkhapi. According to the degree of hunger, the pleasure of eating comes. Yavat khudasti, khud, means hunger. As much as hunger we have got in my belly, so much I shall feel the pleasure when taking the food. Tavat sukhaya bhavatu nanu bhokkhapi, food and drink. So the fire of separation can give us some evidence that what is the pleasure of union with Krishna. So not only Krishna is necessary for us, but the necessity, degree of necessity is so much. So urgent, so imminent, so inner necessity. Not only that we shall leave this adverse circumstance and come to Krishna. That is only in Shantarasa. But Dasya Sokha Vatsalva Madhur, to enter into the deepest path. But it is without Krishna, how we suffer. And by attaining Him, how we can enjoy. How we can enjoy. What necessity we have with Him in the deepest self of our past, in the deepest self. The necessity for Krishna is so intense and so great, so imperative, so urgent. That is so. Hare Krishna. It is a general, not a sectarian thing. There is never a sectarian. The most general of all generals, our relation with Krishna, is the general of all generals, universal, of all universal of our conception. Universal of our conception, that is also provincial. But Krishna consciousness, we need the universal of the universal. There's no question of sectarianism. Comes here. The most light. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaurana. Just the law of gravitation, law of attraction, this is a general thing. And the basis of which so many inventions and discoveries are being made. So, the Krishna comes, the attraction, the love, that is the object, that is the object of every existence. We acquire love, satisfaction, pleasure, happiness. We can't eliminate us with that. When we say, apparently, that die to live, apparently we may think that one giving his life for his country, that is, he is embracing pain, suffering, apparently, and that is very much praised. But that has got this far-fetched object of getting pleasure, joy, happiness in a subtle way. So our attraction for joy, for happiness, that is the most basic and general thing. But we have to pay for that. For higher class of happiness, we have to pay. We have to sacrifice lower class of pleasure. Gaurayo. Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaurayo. Ram, Ram.
How long did the Lord Nityananda live for? How long did he stay on the planet for?
We don't know. After Mahaprabhu disappeared, also he stayed for some time, and then he disappeared. Vrindavan Das Thakur was the last disciple of him. He is deploring that I have got that birth, but not few days back. I could see all the lila, Chaitanya Deep, Navadeep. Those places I see with my own eyes, his house, his store, the market, the Sita, the Jagai Mathai Uddhas, his bedding place, all left. Only few days ago I could have my bath. I could see that lila in my own eyes. Vrindavan Das Thakur this morning. And he was the last disciple of Nityananda Prabhu, as is mentioned. Not a long time. When Mahaprabhu departed, very soon, within few years, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, the Parapara familia was withdrawn. Only the Goswamis, they lived for long time in Vrindavan. And this Bengal came under Srinivas, Acharya, Narottam, Samananda, and these Jandha, Jandhavadis. And Advaita Prabhu's son, Achyutananda, and some Narahari Sarkar's family, two or three. These are as working in Bengal as representatives of Sri Chaitanya. And also the sons of Sri Sivananda, Kavi Karnapur, etc. They are there. If you go through Bhakti Ratnakar, then you can have some idea about the withdrawn of Mahaprabhu and his own Bhagavad Gita. What was the position he had?